Katina, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Now, looking at these plans that have been outlaid by Vodafone and Telstra, just how big of an impact is this likely to have on the telecom market?
This is going to have a huge impact for consumers, especially who have been used to bill shock time and time again. You know, have I gone over my capped data limit and by how much? And, you know, there are companies that were charging us about $10 per extra gigabyte of data we were downloading. So for the consumers, it's a great win. And over the last 12 months, we've seen complaints dropping about how big service providers and operators are charging consumers. And so Optus went in first with this $50 plan $60 plan for 50 gigabytes with no real specific limits. And the other, Telstra and Vodafone, have followed suit. So it's a great win for consumers.
It is terrific. I seem to recall, must have been earlier this year or perhaps late last year, there were some issues with one of the telecom companies, and to make up for it, they offered their customers an unlimited free data day. So obviously customers could download as much as they want on this particular day to make up for a day where the service had messed up previously. Now, there were complaints on that particular day that in some areas people were really struggling just with their normal day-to-day business because of the huge amount of downloads that were going on. How can the telecom companies actually ensure that if the unlimited downloads are available, they're going to have their normal speeds or the speeds that they advertise?
A good question. I mean, it was Optus that was hit by the ACCC for a $3.6 million fine. And they went a bit quiet about all of this endless data or unlimited data back in 2011. But what's actually going to happen now, according to the tests that have been done by Telstra and Vodafone at various places and publicly sort of available data, is that each offering will be capped at a particular data rate, and then you'll get sort of a slower speed thereafter. So for Telstra, for instance, they're saying at $69 per month, we'll give you 40 gigabytes of data at an uncapped speed, but then it'll slow down if you go above that to a download speed of 1.5 megabits per second for the rest of the month. So people like Alex Kidman are saying, look, you're gonna feel that differentiating speed over time. If you're used to downloading, you know, on demand and really quick, and you're streaming video and you're browsing and you're navigating and you're feeling this fast speed, you will feel it slow down. And I liken it a bit to when we were all using dial-up in the late 90s, and then all of a sudden broadband hit the scene and nobody could imagine. You know, if we gave consumers dial-up today, they'd be going, hang on, is this how we really used to use the internet? No, I can't cope with that. So is this going to happen with mobile? I'm not so sure, because even at 1.5 megabits per second download rates, you know, it's a pretty good standard if you're doing standard browsing or emailing.
I mean, it sounds to me like that's going to be the next front in these so-called telecom wars is, okay, we're offering 40 gigabytes of data at unlimited speeds, then we slow it down, and then the next company is going to offer 50 gigabytes of data at unlimited speeds, and then we slow down, and so on and so forth.
And that's what it's like. Some of the studies that have been done have said the average, you know, user with smartphones today wants about, you know, $53 worth per month of data, and they're not going to pay any more than that. Millennials maybe would pay up to $60 per month, but we sort of know what the average revenue per user is. But interestingly enough, I do see a point. I mean, I remember my director at Nortel Networks back 20 years ago saying, when access becomes free, then it'll all be about services. And that's what we're seeing now. So access is almost free. I mean, we're still paying for it, although it's now become, you know, like the air we breathe. We need it to function as humans in this digital world we live in. But what next? You know, is Facebook going to start charging us for dating services? And we heard about that recently. Mm-hmm. Get fees for downloading extra things via Netflix via our smartphone. And so services now will be where our big operators will focus, because access will almost become free. But there is a point I do want to make. Having visited regional and rural areas in Australia, particularly places like Bega and Tathra, I'm worried about the kinds of data rates there enjoying down there. And, you know, they'd all love this notion of unlimited data if they could just get any data on occasion. So, you know, the library that I last visited in 2015 was just having a harrowing time. I remember trying to upload something to the cloud. One photo took half an hour. So we need to sort of reassess this unlimited stuff and say, okay, what about universal service obligations? What about people's rights down in regional and rural areas in Australia?
And just how is the ongoing sort of, well, issues, I guess, debate around the national broadband network actually going to feature into these kind of promises?
I think hugely. I mean, we're all so used to using our, you know, smartphones. And allegedly the NBN should be helping us get better speed all round, not just at our desktop or tablet. This is going to be a very interesting area. We're already seeing customers in regional areas frustrated with their NBN product and service and making complaints. But for any of the consumers out there that really want to know what is the best service for me, I really highly recommend acan.org.au. ACAN is the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, and they've got such great information about where you might be, what kinds of services you should be enjoying, and how to complain to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman if you're not getting what you've been promised by various service providers.
Fantastic. Katina, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Sean.